say then, begorra. They must be getting old. Hey, Pat, come over here and get my bucket, then go round to the Broadway Tavern and fill it to the brim. We're going to need to keep our whistles wet to get this job done. When I first came to Madison to work the railway incline, I never thought me and me boys would be building a church. But you know the women, God love them, and they have to have a church. So here we be, working all day, blasting and cutting through that hard Indiana rock so those smoke-billowing behemoths can travel the rails. Then working some more to build this church and keep ourselves happy. Why, it seemed such a waste to just let that lovely sandstone lay. So we haul it to the bottom of the incline and pick out the best pieces. Daniel, our best stone cutter, takes over. That boyo has a way with a stone. This will be a grand place when we're finished. Oh, is that Mr. Costigan coming down the road? It seems like all the parishioners are anxious to see how we're progressing. You know, there's a new babe in the Costigan household, and I hear the missus wants him to be baptized here before the first of the year. 1839 is almost over, but God willing, we'll be celebrating Christmas here in Madison's first Catholic church. Hey, Mike, get yourself and those lazy oxen moving. We've got a lot of hauling to do tonight. Oh, thank the saints, boys. Pat's back from the tavern.
Owned by Historic Madison Incorporated, St. Michael the Archangel Church is regularly used for community events.